as an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible, to look like one.
Chop, comp, 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 dude. All right.
I want you to rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. My back ain't got no bones. Go ahead, Jim.
Softer, baby. Softer, sweetheart. Would you slow it down? I got to tell you something, right? You got to slow it down, yeah. You got soft. You gotta rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, darling. Rock me all night long. Rock me, pretty mama, till I end my song. Yeah, since my baby left me, well, I found a new house to dwell. Since my baby left me, found a brand new house to dwell. Out on the end of Tomorrow Street, and I wish her well.
One more!
Write this stuff?
My girlfriend Jill found your speed dating card.
Oh, yeah, right. God, I've been looking for that speed dating card. Thank you so much for bringing it to me.
So you actually wrote that one girl looked like she was hurting for a squirtin'?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hurting for a squirtin'. I wrote that.
Oh, so you wrote ho for show.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
Let me show you how this device works.
Right, I'm just looking for a cordless phone.
Yep, it's great. You can do anything. Make a video diary. It's like, hey, Amy, how's it going? How you feeling? I'm great. I feel fantastic since we broke up. I feel awesome!
Can you just show me the department where there would be phones?
How have you been? What's been going on? Hey, have you been doing a lot of this?
Sir, please, sir.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right? And stop with the Inquisition.
That's how you talk?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Know what I'm saying? So shit, man. Fuck it.
You shouldn't even be hanging out with this pervert.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself. I don't mess with him, baby. That's not me.
You should keep your hoe on a leash.
Oh, bro, I can't let you...
Hey.
I can't let you be talking to my woman like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is running wild, man.
You miss that ass? That's the ass of a free man. That ass is going out tonight, maybe to a club. Maybe to a nightclub.
Hey, Andy. I'll give it to you. Take a look at your pal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's performing a public colonoscopy. Isn't that sweet? I'm going to send David home for the day, and you're going to fill in for him.
What? Selling things? I don't think that's a good
idea. Oh, and you're going to have to talk to people, too, and I know that's a frightening concept to you, but I think you can handle it. So get out there and start selling some shit.
Thanks for Amy. Check it out. I miss her.
Dude, the floor is the ultimate effort.
Hector, Chavo Sr.
Wait, what's this?
Wait, Hulk Hogan has arrived. We're getting ready to go to a replay here.
He's roughing up Oakland.
Put that microphone up.
Oh,
how dare you come out here, Mean Gene, and talk about Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Qualify what you just said about me, dude.
It's First Amendment rights. It's freedom of speech. After what you've done, the way you've stuck it to fans all over the world, I think I'm entitled to speak my piece without getting manhandled.
Well, you know, you got to understand, those are under normal rules, brother. But here tonight in Denver, Colorado, the NWO rules. So you better watch your step.
May not rule for long. You've got Ric Flair later on here at the Clash, and he is ready.
You know something I hear? All of Ric Flair's fans out there. It is due time, brother. I'm gonna shut all those chumps up out there, brother. Because Ric Flair, in all his glory, couldn't even lace my boots up. 13 times WCW heavyweight champion is an unlucky number, brother. And he'll never be the NWO champion. And no matter how hard he works, only one man will be the Babe Ruth of wrestling. Only one man will be the Michael Jordan of basketball. Only one man will be the Hollywood Hulk Hogan of wrestling.
Listen to this crowd. Not very often that you have walked into arena jam-packed like this and the fans haven't been behind Hulk Hogan. They are no longer behind you.
You know, it all depends on what you compare it to, brother. There are certain levels of excellence in life. Ric Flair brags about styling and profiling, rear jets and limousines. Well, in the NWO, me and the outsiders, that's just standard procedure. And like I said, brother, me and the outsiders, we've categorized all the wrestlers in the WCW. And starting tonight, when I beat the former dirtiest player in the game at his own game, Ric Flair will be known in the ratings all around the world as the stupid little man that couldn't get the job done. Just like you. So you, from now on, stay out of my face.
All right, speaking of the pins, he does that again, I may need some help. Stay tuned, we've got more from Denver here at the Clash.
You understand me?
I do understand.
There's 100,000 Frenchmen in New Orleans. In New Orleans, there are Frenchmen everywhere. Your house could fall down, your baby could drown. Wouldn't one of those Frenchmen care? Everybody, gather round, loosen up your suspenders, hunker down on the ground. I'm a cracker, you one too, don't I take good care of you? The highway to Baton Rouge. Who put up the high school and built your school? Who looked after shit kickers like you, the kingfish do? Who gave a party at the Roosevelt Hotel? Like the whole north half the state down there for free. People in the city had their eyes. Everyone looked just like me. Here come the kingfish, kingfish. Everybody sang as the kingfish, kingfish. Every man a king who took on the stand at all men and whipped ass. By little folks like me and you.
Yes, the kingfish, the kingfish, friend of the working man. The kingfish, the kingfish, the kingfish gon' save this land.
This is a very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
From the moment I heard Frau say I had a clone, I knew that I'd be safe cause I'd never be alone. An evil doctor shouldn't speak aloud about his feelings. My hurt and my pain don't make me too appealing. I'd hoped Scott would look up to me, run the business of the family, head an evil empire just like his dear old dad, give him my love and the things I never had. Scott would think I was a cool guy, return the love I have, make me want to cry, be evil, but have my feelings too, change my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. C'est la vie, life is cruel, treats you unfairly. Even so, a God there must be. Mini me, you complete me.
Trust the two of us. We can make it.
Just me and you, getting jiggy with it.
Just the two of us.
Quite pleasant, really.
Just the two of us.
You and I.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you. Woo!
Just the two of us.
You and I.
Got
50-cent admission. It's a 50-cent admission. It's applicable to a purchase.
Film called Slave of Love.
What we got is just these here, what you see.
It's a short film.
They're all about the same. Would you like something?
This is the movie I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I just wondered if you've ever seen this film or this woman right here.
That girl? No, I never seen her. I don't know anybody.
Look, I'm trying to find... Who owns this store?
I don't know. Look, man, if you're looking for somebody, maybe you ought to check the Yellow Pages.
Wait a minute.
I don't know nothing, man. You don't want anything for your 50 cents?
No.
Here, take your 50 cents back.
That's all right.
No, take it. I don't want your goddamn 50 cents.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, jet plane, babe, get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet then and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby, then cool, cold in fields of snow, and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we dream it, we'll be right back.
Madison, jury having found you guilty of murder in the first degree, it is my order that you be put to death in the electric chair.
Make yourself to home, fella.
Need anything, just ask the concierge.
Stick your hand out, Chief.
Sleeping okay?
No. I can't sleep.
Sleep now. Take him back to the cell.
Okay, done.
Let's go.
God!
What do you want?
Aspen. My head. Hey. Hey.
Shit. That wife killer's looking pretty fucked up.
Which one?
Must have been a sign for me to leave you well alone. I was born.
love ya. Tell me who am I to blame? I was born without you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong.
Thank you. I sent a man up 5 years ago for murder. He was supposed to hang. But up north, they commuted it to life. Now he's free. I don't know how. Anyway, it looks like he's coming back.
I still don't understand.
Well, he was always wild, kind of crazy. He'll probably make trouble.
But that's no concern of yours, not anymore.
I'm the one who sent him up.
Well, that was part of your job. That's finished now. They've got a new marshal.
Won't be here till tomorrow. Seems to me I've got to stay. Anyway, I'm the same man with or without this.
Well, that isn't so.
I expect he'll come looking for me. Three of his old bunch are waiting at the depot.
That's exactly why we ought to go.
They'll just come after us. Four of them. We'd be all alone on the prairie.
We've got an hour.
What's an hour?
Oh, we could
reach... What's 100 miles? We'd never be able to keep that store, Amy. They'd come after us and we'd have to run again as long as we live.
No, we wouldn't. Not if they didn't know where to find us. Oh, Will. Well, I'm begging you. Please, let's go.
I can't.
Don't try to be a hero. You don't have to be a hero. Not for me.
I'm not trying to be a hero. If you think I like this, you're crazy. Look, Amy. this is my town. I've got friends here. I'll swear in a bunch of special deputies, and with a posse behind me, maybe there won't even be any trouble.
You know there'll be trouble.
Then it's better to have it here. I'm sorry, honey. I know how you feel about it.
Do you?
Of course I do. I know it's against your religion, though. Sure, I know how you feel.
But you're doing it just the same. Oh, Will, we were married just a few minutes ago. We've got our whole lives ahead of us. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
You know, I've only got an hour, and I've got lots to do. Stay at the hotel until it's over.
No, I won't be here when it's over. You're asking me to wait an hour to find out if I'm going to be a wife or a widow. I say it's too long to wait. I won't do it.
Amy.
I mean it. If you won't go with me now, I'll be on that train when it leaves here.
I've got to stay.
It's another lonely evening, in another lonely town, but I ain't too young to worry, and I ain't too old to cry, when a woman gets me down. Got another empty bottle, in another empty bed. Ain't too young to admit it, now I'm not too old to lie, I'm just another empty head.
No, no. I was staying in a hotel, you know. Well, we all were in the same hotel. And this chick, Rosie, lived across the road, Mark. And she used to sort of...
In the other hotel.
And she used to sort of look out and check out which band was in town and go, yeah, hey, over here, boys. Like, and we'd go over and have a party. And then she was so big, she'd sort of, you know, close the door and put it on you, you know, for your body. And she was too big to say no to, you know. So I just said I had to succumb. I had, you know, I had to do it. Oh my God, I wish I hadn't. You know?
But it did inspire a good song.
Well, it kind of, well, that's what I'm glad it did. Yeah.
It really was one of the favorites around.
And she came to one of our shows one time, and she's from Tasmania, actually. And she was in, like, in the front row. And she's about 6'2" tall and like, 19 stone, 12 pound. Like, that was some mountain, you know?
Yeah.
You can imagine the problems I had.
Our last gig in the States is tomorrow night in Columbus, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
And then we're off to England for England and Europe for like 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks after Christmas, and then it's right, we record the next album.
You got one
in England.
You got an album in the oven?
Yeah, it's in the oven, but it's in the kneading stages, I think. We need songs, like it.
Well, how do you like this tour so far?
It's worn me out completely. I feel like a 10-year-old pair of shoes that hasn't had a retread, you know? And after tomorrow night, we've got 2 days off.
You're going to cook tonight, though, aren't you?
We cut everything.
Yeah, right, all right.
Well, you can't make excuses to an audience, do you? Tomorrow's the last day, tomorrow night, we're playing Columbus, Ohio. And that's the last day we're doing in the States this year, so it'll be sometime next year.
You gotta put that album together, huh?
Yeah, we gotta go back and record a new album. Like, you know.
Looks like you're going on here pretty soon.
Someone's making a little noise.
Yeah, we were at some station last year on the road, and their line was, the rock station without the noise, you know?
Yeah.
What's rock without noise? You can't have that. There's no such thing.
We go to England about the second week in January, and we write and record until about March, and then we start touring about April. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't say exactly when our next American gig was, like the next time we start here. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully the band's still alive then. I don't know. We might all die from malnutrition and exhaustion. The exercise is one thing. Burning out's another. A whole string of concerts headlining as big as this one is today, you know. Why settle for anything less? I mean, you know, the more people they can give us out front, the harder we play, you know. So, you know. Shit. You know, it's 9:10:30 in the morning, and there's 50,000 people out there, and you look out and you think, wow, I got to kick ass today. And you get out there and you do it, no matter how tired what you've done the night before. Like, you just get out there and you see this crowd and you go, shoot. Oh, I'm more in love with rock and roll. That glows, you know. I'm more in love with a couple of things, but yeah, I was in love with one, but she left me. I just hope rock and roll never leaves me.